Chapter 4. Eyes in the Darkness. The weather on the Earth of the future was much hotter. One very hot morning, I was trying to escape the heat in a large ruin near the big building where I had first eaten. A strange thing happened there. I found a narrow room among the stones. The end and windows of this room were blocked by stones, so it seemed very dark and cool. I went in, feeling my way with my hands. Suddenly, a pair of bright eyes appeared in the darkness. I was afraid of the eyes, but I was also afraid to turn away. Trying to control my fear, I took a step forward and spoke. My voice was strong, but a little shaky. I reached out my hand and felt something cold and soft. At once, the eyes moved to the side and something white ran past me. I turned and saw an odd figure run behind a large stone not far from me. The stone fell to one side and was hidden in shadows. Though I had not seen it clearly, I could tell the figure was white and had large, gray-red eyes. It also had light hair on its head and back. A few seconds later, I followed it. I found myself in a second pile of ruins. Here I found an opening to one of the many wells. I lit a match and looked down. From inside the well, the creature stared up at me. It was climbing down a metal ladder attached to the side of the well. It quickly disappeared into the darkness below. I stared down the well for quite some time. I was shocked because the creature was certainly human, but so different from Weena and her people. My mind was deep in thought. I now began to form some idea of the importance of these wells, of the mystery of the white shapes, and of what had happened to the time machine. Clearly, these other humans lived underground and were not used to the light. There must be many tunnels underground where these people lived. I guessed that the underground people produced the goods for the people above ground. Later, I learned that the underground people were called the Morlocks. The above-ground people were called the Eloi. I wondered why the Morlocks had taken my time machine and why the Eloi were so afraid of the dark. When I asked Weena these questions, she refused to answer and began to cry.